From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
And we just heard from Weather Report off their first album, Weather Report. With, we heard two compositions by Wayne Shorter, saxophonist Wayne Shorter. And we heard Tears and the last one, Eurydice. And this was the recorded version. I like how all of these, no matter which way you hear them, they're all very, very different. Very different, yes indeed. So Alphonse Mouzon, Joe Zawinul, Miroslav Virtus, Wayne Shorter, and Nieto Moreira. Before that, the fine quartet of Pat Martino, guitarist with Eric Alexander, Tony Monaco, always been his organist a long time, just tearing it up. And then drummer Jeff Jane Watts, he's just the best, and we heard him on second cut of this two-hour set, 2 hours of Passport to Modern Jazz. The second song was from his family album. And he's not very far. You don't have to go very far to get to hear him. He's probably doing sessions on TV, too. We don't know enough about. And we started it off with Ravi Coltrane with the Spirit Fiction, which is up for, I think, a solo Grammy off of this, and we heard Roads Crossed. And you're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz.
Hey, you guys got anything slow?
Well, January and February. Christmas time and the holidays. I go from gig to gig, setting up and tearing down. At least I'm still in town. I'm playing nice and simple for the old folks. If they heard my flat fives and my minor nines, I'd be heading for the unemployment line. Cha-cha this and a rumba that. Then it's rock and roll. Breaks too long and the band's too loud. Critics in the crowd. The leader's getting nervous. And his son is sitting in. Oh, yes, it's a jazz musician's Christmas. Cancel moves, I'm the vocalist. Hubby's playing drums. Sure could use an open bar, but got stuff in the car. Request sent on a napkin. Wow, a dollar. That's good. Remembering the bridges to those Christmas tunes are the death of me. The singer's key. One more set, we're closing in. Get them out the door. We've done the hits, we've made it snow. So why don't they just go? The host forgot his checkbook, I hate that. And the bread stuck in the mail. Oh, yeah. It's a jazz musician's
Christmas. Oh, Jack. Do you know it's a jazz musician's Christmas?
Why, yes. Hit it, boys. Put your hands together for the one and only Wayne Krantz.
Thank you. Let me tell you a story of the thing that happened to me the other day. Yeah, some people are really funny. I was walking down the street and I saw this lady with a mighty fine place on her arm. I said, "Hey, lady, is that your place?" She said, "Huh?" Turned to me and spritzed some perfume like she was a little disgusted with my odor. I said, "Lady, is that a place on your arm? Mighty fine place you got there." She said, "Ugh. Little man, thank you. But tell me something," she said to me. "Are those your little suede shoes?" I said, "Of course they're mine. They're for my feet. What do you think they are?" She says, "They're cute little suede shoes. They're white and red. They kind of remind me of Santa Claus because they're even fuzzy." I turned to her and I said, "Lady, what do you expect from an elf?" She looked at me a little surprised and I said, "Look, we're supposed to have things matched up." So I took off my green jumpsuit with a white fur trim. "See what I mean, lady?" I whipped it open. She gasped and she goes, "My, look at that. Even your long underwear matches your little suede shoes. That's pretty impressive." So anyway, I said to her, "Listen, lady, getting back to the subject here, I asked you if that was your place. You never really gave me a straight answer. You just spritzed some perfume at me like you're disgusted with some odor that was coming off me." She said, "Well, yeah, you smell a little bit like reindeers. Not the fur, but the other stuff, you know." So, "Hey, it comes with a job. I work in the stables during the summer because we're not making a lot of toys then, you know. Especially with this lead situation in China. We've got to play it cool, so, yeah, I'm sorry about that. But is that your place?" She says, "Yeah, that's my place." I said, "It's a mighty fine place you got there, lady." She said, "Well, thank you, thank you." So I said, "Lady, that's a nice place. Why don't you give it to me?" I said, "Give it to you? Yeah, this is a stick-up, bitch. Now give me your damn place and head on the way. And don't step on my little suede shoes."
KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
And always funny and always interesting and a really great musician, Bill Averback. "Don't Step on My Shoes, Dirty Elf," from Cough Cough Hack Hack, a special archives. And Bill was is in North Carolina right now. He used to be in Austin for very many years. And before that, we heard from Raji Bhatto. We heard Origin from the New Universe, Abstract Logic's New Universe Festival that I love. And we heard Raji Bhatto on drums, and the leader with people from Human Element, Wayne Krantz guitar, Scott Kinsey on keyboards, great Matt Garrison from Up in Brooklyn, bass player, and son, I guess, of Jimmy Garrison, a bass player. And also, we heard Artu Tonk Boyasien and Balabashkar on violin. That's a great cut. I may have messed up some names, but I love that album. It's great. And then before that, we started back with a cut from the Tom Kubis Big Band featuring Jack Sheldon, A Jazz Musician's Christmas. The title cut from that album. And you're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. If there's any kind of great cuts that you really got to hear a second time, I have from Special Resources Heard, Desource Demand. After the day after the show plays, the podcast goes up. So you can get a catch of that again and see for yourself. We have some interesting music and jazz all the time. And next up, Rez Abazi. We're going to hear from his recent album, Continuous Beat, and we'll hear The Cure.
Thank you.
forever, The Shadow of Lowell, written by drummer Lenny White, with Bill Connors on guitar, Stanley Clark on bass, and Lenny White, of course, on drums, Chick Corea on all keyboards. I'd like to wish everybody happy, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, however you spend them, whatever your faith is. This Passport to Modern Jazz, I'm DeJama Gagne, and we'll be signing off here at Cypress Lake Studios here at the campus, University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we will see you next week. Watch the road and have a great time this Christmas.
Even the best of vehicles have an expiration date, but you can ensure that your old car, truck, or boat has a meaningful hereafter by donating it to KRVS. That old vehicle, regardless of condition, can help support KRVS Public Radio and our community in its meaningful afterlife. KRVS will pick it up and send you a tax receipt when it sells. Call our car donation number at 877-KRVS-887 or visit our website at krvs.org to learn more about a second chance for your old car, truck, or boat. And thanks.
Mix avec Val, la meilleure des musiques en français, tous les jeudis soirs à 9h sur KRVS.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, listener-supported public radio for Acadiana. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.
The late Henry Ziegler Steinway grew up with a brand name long before people like Paris Hilton or the Kardashians talked about branding themselves. As the great-great-grandson of the founder of Steinway & Sons Pianos, Henry was surrounded by creative people and inspiring music throughout his life and had a unique perspective on what it takes to be the best. Today, we revisit my 2006 conversation with Henry Steinway. I'm Judy Carmichael, and this is Jazz Inspired. I've talked to a number of people who are the children of very famous people.
Right.
And the issues that they go through, because everywhere they go, people are always comparing them to that. Now, your name is a brand before people were trying to brand themselves.
That's right. Yeah.
So your entire life, you can't escape this.
Right.
And is there ever a time when people don't say this to you? When you were growing up, for instance.
Well, Judy, to tell you the truth, I was raised in, I have a Yankee mother, and I'm one of six children. And we were raised in a very traditional way, in a house on the east side of New York, went to private schools, that kind of thing. So that was just an ordinary, what would now be considered very plush life, but in those days wasn't really that, in a brownstone with a couple of servants and all that sort of thing. So that that was our upbringing, and we know Steinway was important. And then as we got to 12 and 13, we were taken to concerts of various kinds. I remember my father was an opera fan, as was all his generation. And so they thought we should be exposed to The Ring. And I remember sleeping through The Ring at the Old Met with those legendary guys, Flagstaff and the big fat Helton Turner, I forgot his name, Melchior, and that sort of stuff. So we were taken to concerts ever since then, and I've gone to many concerts in my life, but I am not truly a musician or a real musical understanding.
Well, did your folks